Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast here on Sports Radio 610.
During the break, Sean and I were trying to figure out exactly how much of a chance there is that the Rockets, who currently pick 10th in the draft because they have Phoenix's pick, how much of a chance is there that Phoenix just completely goes in the tank and
or that the lottery balls fall the right way for you?
Yeah, that would be the big thing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's what, they're both related, obviously. Right now, there's an 11.7% chance that the Rockets end up with the top four.
I want the top one. As much as Cooper Flagg annoyed me on Saturday, I think I would be delighted to welcome him onto the Rockets.
If the Suns lose one of their next couple games and they've got no chance of the playoffs or the play-in, then the problem is the players might emotionally check out, but the management still doesn't have any reason to tank because their pick is Houston's pick.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, man. But the Rockets are in such a great spot right now. They've basically clinched the number two seed. They're 3.5 games up on the, I believe 3.5 games up. I got to pull the standings up here. On the Lakers, who are the 3 seed right now. And the Rockets have 3 games left, and one of them is against the Lakers. They've still got
Rockets
two.
Rockets are 3.5 games up on the
three
Lakers.
3.5 right games now. Up. Okay, this is where it gets interesting. So they're going to be the number 2 seed, which is awesome. I mean, for the 6-game losing streak earlier this year, for some of the games that they blew earlier this year, some of them at home. Remember, there's a Minnesota game where they were up big. There was a Miami game where they were up big, and they blew those games. It really doesn't come back to bite you because you're the 2 seed in a conference where you are never going to catch the 1 seed in the standings. Now, you beat the 1 seed like a drum on Friday, but you are never going to catch them in the standings. If you're the 2 seed, it basically means that first play-in game, that 7-8 game, the winner of that game is your opponent in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it also, man, I'm not above acting like there can't be some kind of interrelated connection between the way the Cougs are going about their business and that being just kind of just creating a type of like almost an ethos or a fervor in the city when it comes to basketball, that the Rockets are constructed the same way the Cougs are in a lot of ways, but for the three-point shooting, of course, where the Cougs are awesome at three-point shooting.
That, yeah.
Rockets are abysmal shooters, but the scrappiness, the defense, all of that, you see the Cougs riding that blue-collar work ethic to the championship. Yeah, that's something that you can kind of use that almost as take that on as your own Rockets and take on that level of pride and enthusiasm in your scrappiness, because that's what's going to have to sustain you versus some of these other teams that are more talented or more of like the blueprint for what people want in their NBA teams. Just beat them about the head and shoulders. Just beat the crap out of them, okay?
I would just
bludgeon them to death.
I would add to your list of common traits between the Cougs and the Rockets, the head coach who's not to be trifled with.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a better chance that Ime Udoka could just take you and just, not you, but you people in general, just wring their neck. He's a very big dude. I don't know if Kelvin Sampson has that in him, but I think he'll just death stare you and make you feel like, oh, I really messed up.
That's
really,
ability of a guy to make you look feel small just by glaring at you or just with a few chosen words. I think Udoka, that's one where, look, D'Amico's in great shape and all, but there's a different level of just kind of this old man scares me that Kelvin Sampson has that nobody comes close to.
I think that's a good way to put it.
If I'm playing for Kelvin Sampson, I'm perpetually terrified of him.
I'm perpetually terrified, but I think in like a productive way, you know, like it's.
Not in a bad way at all.
Yeah.
No, because he balances it out.
Yes.
That's the thing about Kelvin Kelvin Sampson's a little bit like Vince Lombardi or some of those other crusty old coaches where people love to accentuate the maybe the aggressive side of them or what have you, but they don't realize, oh yeah, but they know how to balance it out a little bit and reward the positive as well.
Okay, Texter sends in, and this looks right just according to looking at the standings here. The Rockets' magic number is 1 to clinch the 2 seed. So any combination of a Rockets win or a Lakers loss, and the Rockets are going to be the 2 seed. So it'd have to be a total collapse to not be the 2. You actually play the Lakers in a couple of days here. This is where it gets fun if you're the 2 seed. The Western Conference right now is bananas when it comes to the teams that could wind up in the play-in. And that's what makes the win over Golden State so impressive last night. It's not just that Golden State played all their guys. It's not just that the Rockets completely put the clamps on Steph Curry, who had been on fire of late. Golden State has plenty to play for. The standings in the Western Conference right now look like this. The Rockets are the 2. The Lakers are the 3. And then there's 5 teams that are separated by a half a game. Denver is 47-32. They've got 3 games left. Clippers, Warriors, Memphis, Minnesota, 5-8, all have identical 46-32 records. None of these teams want their seasons to be determined by 1 or 2 games here in a play.
Well, no, and then you include the Lakers in that, and then 3-8, they're all separated by 2 games.
Yeah.
It is compressed, and so it's anybody's guess as to how all of this is going to play out.
Yeah. Does Golden State, does the game last night, Seth, make you want to face them more in the postseason? Make you want to face them less because maybe last night was a bit of a wake-up call for Golden State against the Rockets?
Yeah.
Or is last night just a really good win that shows you what the Rockets are all about and its opponent agnostic in the playoffs?
I'm trying to be consistent here. I think earlier when we had power ranked how much I want to see the opponents in the first round, I don't think I put Golden State very high, and some of it was because I was just like, I want this team to be separate from the other, you know, this Rockets team to be separate from the James Harden era ones, and yet facing them in the first round versus facing them in the championship game, that's I think I'd rather do that if I want to exercise old demons. I'll be honest with you, when you make Steph Curry and Draymond Green look the way you did this weekend, I really want to see Golden State. And it's not because, oh wow, they're beatable or anything. I knew they were beatable. It's just now I want to pile on. Now I want Golden State to have a first-round exit, and I want it to be at the hands of the Rockets.
Yeah.
Yes. And I want them to do what they did to Draymond Green and Steph Curry in at least 3 of those games.
Draymond's such a jackass, man. In that game last night where he's shoving Şengün, he's daring the refs to call a technical, shoves Şengün with his forearm on an inbound play in the middle of the chest, referee calls a tech, Draymond walks right up into the face of the ref and starts clapping in his face. He's stalking the referee walking around the court. He's stalking all 3 referees. When one referee would ignore him, he would find another one to go chatter with. He's yelling at Şengün as he's about to shoot free throws. He's yammering at Fred VanVleet out there. And I'm watching this and I'm going, okay, well, this guy's been on a few championship teams. He's feeling himself right now, I guess, a little bit. He's Draymond Green and these guys aren't, I guess, is what's going on in his mind. That he was acting that way in a game where he went 1-for-5 from the field, had 3 rebounds and 4 assists and 4 turnovers, by the way, in 27 minutes. He was in foul trouble the whole game because he couldn't help himself. He's getting jackass fouls. That He's the worst. He is a an NBA piece of trash, Draymond Green.
But it's not just that he's the worst. It's that the NBA is the worst. I don't understand for the life of me. There are other players that you might hate, but they get preferential treatment at times, whether it's LeBron or whomever else, where at least it makes sense that those guys get away with it. I don't understand why Draymond, year after year, playoff series after playoff series, gets away with some of the behavior that he does. When he's just widely reviled,
yeah.
And he's a black eye on the reputation of the league in so many ways, and yet they just accommodate it.
They let it go.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
They let it go. It needs to be a point of emphasis by the NBA's version of the competition committee. What are your rules that you're looking at changing this year? Well, we're looking at actually kicking Draymond out of games. He deserves to be kicked out
for stuff that other people get kicked out for.
And how about the elbow, like the elbow in the face on the way to the hoop on Şengün? Where he leads, like he's going up for a layup. He leads. He's already got one technical. He leads with his elbows. Has no intention of putting the ball in the basket. Pops Şengün in the face. It looked like Şengün's face might have exploded the way he was holding it. And it was a flagrant one. He stays in the game. It was incredible. It was incredible.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, somebody texts in, Dylan Brooks would have gotten 5 games for the antics that Draymond was pulling last night.
Yeah.
It's true. God, what a weird
Dylan
place.
Dylan Brooks probably enjoyed this weekend, too. Because remember Dylan Brooks when Mike Krzyzewski gave him a talking to after Oregon
yeah.
beat Duke in the tournament a few years back.
Yeah.
A long time ago now. And so I'm guessing Dylan Brooks
hates Duke.
Even without that incident, is the kind of guy that likes to watch Duke lose.
Yes.
Likes watching Duke lose.
Yes.
So it was nice as he had to serve out a suspension to at least be able to watch that.
Let's see. Text coming in on this. The Rockets will be fine. Lakers play OKC again. I think OKC will help the Rockets. I'm not worried about the Rockets clinching the 2 seed. They're going to get the 2 seed. I'm not worried about that.
And it would be one thing if they hadn't just beaten the 2 teams that they beat.
Yeah.
I'm going to be incredibly surprised if somehow the Rockets find a way to screw this up. They're just given the way they've been playing as of late, and then against name brand opponents too, with their two most recent games.
Yeah, that's the thing for me too, Seth. People, the Rockets have spent the entire season virtually in two places, in one place in the standings and one place on the odds board, and they've been totally different. They spent most of the season as the 2 seed or thereabouts in that range, and they're going to end up being the 2 seed in the Western Conference. Whereas with the odds board and the power rankings are kind of catching up, but the odds makers are not giving the Rockets any sort of respect. You know, just last week, they were 8th in the Western Conference odds board. They're the 2 seed. I can't remember there being this massive a disparity on a team that's been this good. I mean, sometimes you see teams that are hovering around 6 through 8 in the conference, but it's because of injuries and they got veteran guys. You know, like LeBron or like the Warriors this year, they get the respect of having accomplished some things in the NBA. But I look around the league, I'm like, man, the two best teams by far record-wise are OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an awesome player. But it's not like I look at that OKC team, I'm like, that's an all-time team right there. And similarly, Cleveland in the Eastern Conference, their best player is who? Donovan Mitchell? Like, this is a transitional phase for the NBA right now off of the Warriors' dominant years, LeBron being a dominant player, Kevin Durant being a dominant player. I feel like the Giannis Antetokounmpo era kind of came and went pretty quickly. He's still a great player. They're still a playoff team, but they're not cranking out 65 wins a year like everybody thought they would when Giannis was really rising to that MVP level. My point with all of this is that why not the Rockets? You know what I mean? Like there's not a that the best teams in the league right now, by far record-wise, are both teams who have proven nothing when it comes to championship medal in the postseason.
Well, and I think when you look at the top of the Eastern Conference,
Boston is the only one, by the way.
Right. Yeah. When you look at the top of the Eastern Conference, okay, yes, it makes sense that you've got Cleveland, you've got the Celtics, but then you go down to the seven. The Magic are the seven seed right now with 38 wins,
right,
in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah,
the level of disrespect they show the Rockets by acting like they're just a placeholder as the two seed. It's really started to agitate me to the point where I want to kill everybody.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think those wins, I think the two wins this weekend matter. Now, I get it. It's going to be a seven-game series, whoever they play, and you got to do it over seven games, and the chess moves become more relevant, becomes a slower game. The Rockets score a lot in transition. Their half-court offense is not pretty to watch, even when their point guard is healthy. Fred VanVleet has not really played all that well since he's come back from injury. It's been better having him out there kind of orchestrate things, but still not great. And he's going to be relied on more to do that in the postseason. So I think that's a fair Achilles heel to point out, is that, you know, as opposed to other point guards on other teams, are you going to get enough from Fred VanVleet to win a seven-game series? We'll see, I guess.
Hey, what's the line on the how much is Florida favored by right now?
It opened at 1.5 Florida, and it's kind of hovered around 1.5 in a pick'em since Saturday night.
Are you riding your confidence in the Cougs?
Yes.
Before the Duke game on into this one?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I will. They want to give me 1.5 points in the process. I'll happily take them. But yes, I'm riding the Cougs. And I've got a few best bets I'll give between now and the end of the show on prop bets for tonight's game as well. We'll do that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's circle back to the Cougs. The historic nature of what they did. They've got to be America's team right now, the Cougs, going up against Florida tonight and having beaten Duke on Saturday. We'll dig into that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.